This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This day in sports history. It's March 3rd, and on this day in 1875, the Montreal rules were used to play the first organized game of hockey. So, while Americans were working out the rules for baseball in the post-Civil War states, Canada was formulating how to play a game on the ice that was so abundant on the many ponds and lakes. A group of students from McGill University came up with a set of rules to play the game, and on this night, 18 students showed up at the Victoria Skating Rink in Montreal. They formed two teams of nine, and they skated into history. The event was actually publicized in the Montreal Gazette the morning of, with this jaunty little line, "Good fun may be expected, as some of the players are reputed to be exceedingly expert at the game." There was also a post-game report the day after, which is how we know all of this happened. James Creighton was one of the McGill students that played that night, and he is the one who was credited with establishing this first set of formal rules and getting those rules published in the paper. The two teams of nine took to the ice and put on the first indoor game with a great number of spectators in the stands. Now, the reason they played nine to a side is due to the size of the indoor rink. When games were organized outside, there would be any number of players, depending on the size of the pond, and they could go up to dozens per side. Here, they played two 30-minute halves. They used sticks, but no forward passing was allowed. And for the first time, they used a wooden puck instead of a lacrosse ball that had been typical. The puck used here was square and carved from wood instead of the rubber circular puck that we know today, and was put into play here as a safety measure, so it would slide along the ice without rising. At each end, spaced about 8 feet apart, were two flags set up to signify the goal. The game they played did take some inspiration from lacrosse, but also from the game called shinty. Shinty looks similar to field hockey with wooden sticks and a ball and two goals on the end, but has some distinct rules differences. Shinty is a game that originated in Scotland and is still played in the Highlands today. Now, during this game, a funny thing happened, though it will probably not be too surprising, but a fight broke out. But this fight was actually between members of the team and members of the Victoria Skating Club, who thought the game they were playing was stupid and they wanted their ice back. An editorial in another paper a few days later was already preaching against the inherent violence in this new game. Here's a quote from that article. "Shins and heads were battered, benches smashed, and the lady spectators fled in confusion." Gasp. I added the gasp. That wasn't actually in the newspaper that day. Anyway, the game progressed from there. Official rules were printed. More games were played. The nine men per side, which included a goalie, lasted until 1884, when it started to be pared down, first to seven and eventually to six. But the game we know as hockey today got its start on this day 149 years ago. Let's keep the hockey theme going, because also on this day in 1920, maybe in an homage to what happened 45 years prior, the Montreal Canadiens scored 16 goals against the Quebec Bulldogs in a 16-2 win. The 16 goals still stands as the most ever scored by one team in an NHL game. And in 1990, Houston Rocket Hakeem Olajuwon came up a digit short of a super rare quadruple-double. In a 129-121 win over Golden State, he was initially credited with 29 points, 18 boards, 11 block shots, and 9 assists. After the game, though, the stat crew reviewed the video of the game, and they found an assist in the first quarter that he had not been credited with. So, they revised the stat sheet, giving him 10 assists and the third quadruple-double in NBA history, Chicago's Nate Thurmond and San Antonio's Alvin Robertson being the other two at that time. But enter the NBA league office. Rod Thorne reviewed the tape himself, and he made the decision to remove the additional assist, saying that a box score should not be adjusted after the fact for the purpose of achieving a statistical milestone. It didn't affect Hakeem too much, though. 26 days later, he put together an 18-point, 16-rebound, 11-block, 10-assist performance against Milwaukee to officially become the third player in NBA history to record a quadruple-double. But it could have happened on this day. And finally, here's today's non-sports Did You Know? Despite the different colors, Fruit Loops are all the same flavor. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.